This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
This was the interest of the Senate Agriculture Committee hearing this week, in which Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, as well as others, testified. NCC issued a statement outlining its concerns for the bill in its current form. In that statement, NCC urged the Senate to insist on a more detailed economic analysis on a crop-by-crop and industry-by-industry basis, and in the absence of such analysis, to either reject the cap-and-trade program included in the Waxman-Markey legislation, or develop a plan to provide financial assistance to industries that will experience significant increases of cost of production. But in the absence of assistance or other measures, the U.S. industry would be unable to compete in domestic and international markets with products produced in those countries unencumbered by the commitments that the U.S. would be making regarding capping greenhouse gas emissions.
Cut two, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
However, those estimates of cost impacts vary broadly. Preliminary studies at the University of Missouri and Iowa State University project only a modest increase by 2020 for corn production, while the Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute estimate of the Waxman-Markey bill indicated that the cost for a Missouri farmer would be upwards of $11,000 in 2020 and more than $30,000 by 2050.
Cut three, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
NCC's preliminary analysis of direct energy costs-related production, ginning, marketing, and yarn spinning indicates that every 10% increase in input prices will increase costs by at least $175 million. This estimate, which really should be viewed as a lower bound, still does not fully account for the ripple effects that higher energy costs would have on all industries that supply inputs to the U.S. cotton and textile industry.